Honey, you're home. Oh, I missed you so much. I thought you'd never come back. Yes, yes, I knew you were only gone for 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 17 seconds. Oh, but you know how I am, baby. I can't live without you. At least I've gotten better. A year or so ago, I would have cracked under the pressure and stalked you all the way to the dentist. Talking about the dentist, was it the same as always, babe? Was there a new nurse or something? Thank God, baby. The fact that there are new women in that staff really makes me feel so much safer when you go there. It was really tough finding a place that didn't have a female nurse, but it was sure worth it. Oh, you know, I think I'm really starting to get used to you going out on your own. But only when you go somewhere without any slut trying to take you away from me and your tracker. And you still gotta ask about it beforehand, okay? Oh, I knew you would never go out without asking me about it, baby. It's been months since I put that tracker on you, and you haven't even tried taking it off a single time. You know, babe, I know I'm in love with you more than I love myself, and I would say this regardless of whatever you said, but we really are soulmates, aren't we? From wearing that tracker on your ankle, to giving me the password to all your accounts, the pin to your phone, and even getting my name tattooed on your chest. It looks so good on you. Thank you, babe. I'm sure my tattoo of your name looks even better. It was so kinky of you to make me get it on my ass. Oh, we even learned how to do tattoos on our own, because we obviously couldn't let anybody else watch our bodies while tattooing us. You and I are meant for each other, babe. You are the only person in the world that would even... You are the only person in the world that would ever fit me like a glove. Every day that I wake up and I see you next to me, tied up to our bed, I... Oh, God. I'm so lucky to have you. Come on, give me a hug, honey. God, you're such a good kisser, babe. What's the last time we spent a whole day in our bed, kissing and ravaging each other from the time the sun came out until it set in? It feels like an eternity. Last weekend? Babe, that's so long ago. We can't neglect our relationship like that. We'll fix that tomorrow, okay? Oh, I knew you'd agree, honey. You always agree. Wait, babe. There's something more. Honey, we need to talk. No, you didn't do anything. I just gotta tell you something. Something I did. Well, babe, I'm sure you've heard how that girl from our high school went missing a couple of days ago. Yeah, that slut that kept messaging you about how...
It's like, it's been so long since we last saw each other. We should like, go out.
Stupid bimbo. Yes. The one that I told to fuck off despite the fact that you asked me to be respectful when answering to her on your phone. You are so nice, baby. Even to disgusting sluts like her that don't deserve an ounce of respect or kindness from you. Yes, the one that replied with a,
"You should like hit me up if you like change your mind,"
with a fucking heart emoji. A heart emoji to my fucking boyfriend, to my future husband. God, I hate her so fucking much. Yes, babe, I'll try to calm down. Now, getting back to the point, she's been gone for a few days. And just a few days ago, I saw her. No, babe, I didn't look for her. I was just out near the place she said she was going to stay at, and then I saw her. That whore had the fucking nerve to talk to me. To me, your soulmate. Every fucking body that went to that fucking high school the years we were there knows you and me are a fucking couple. We were together all the fucking time. We were in the same fucking classes, holding hands underneath our desks. We even share our fucking birthday. That's literally fate. We went to the fucking prom together and I basked in joy as every fucking bitch in that school, including her, could do nothing but watch in jealousy as I was with you. The love of my life. And then, she had the fucking nerve to ask me about you. I thought about so many things, so many voices. I felt so disgusted about what she said, how she talked about you, her mere existence. Babe. You know what I'm going at, don't you, baby? It was me, babe. I had to do it. How could I allow that slut to continue living after she did that to our fucking relationship? You know what that means to me, babe. And you know I'm fucking right. In my matching clothes. Every time you fucking go out, you have hickeys I made on your neck. Everybody that fucking knows us knows that you and me are one. So what was I supposed to do? She left me no fucking choice. I had to do it. And I was so fucking happy I did it. She had to die. She had no other choice. I had no other choice but to smash her fucking head in with that fucking ham.
Baby. Like this. How can you love me? This monster no, stop saying that. Don't try to rationalize me. Knew that. Who says this will be the last time? You know that no matter how much I try, how much we talk about my issues, no matter how much bullshit progress I make, I'm still the same crazy girl that stalked you in high school.
lost time that I would never do again. That I would learn. I haven't learned shit. No, it's not okay, baby. It's not okay to be a murderer. Why can't I be a normal fucking girlfriend? You mean it? I guess you were right. If you wanted a normal girl, you would have tried escaping me long ago. Oh, you would have ratted me out to the cops back when you first found me stalking you from the tree near your house. I was so fucking scared. My heart skipped a beat as soon as we crossed our eyes. I never got off a tree as fast as I did that day. I was ready to run away as fast as I could, but you poked your head out the window and asked me not to leave. I should have left, but I was never the most rational with my choices, even back then. And then you came out and asked me what I was doing, and I spilled all the beans. And the first thing you did when you knew this crazy girl had been stalking you for a year, you asked me to be your girlfriend. You made me the happiest girl in the fucking world. God, I love you so much. You complete me. Every time I'm having these breakdowns, you tell me our story again, and every time I fall for it, I'm so powerless against you, baby. You really aren't mad. I love you. No, they aren't after me. Nobody sue me. No, they won't find her body. There's nobody. I made sure of it. Take off these clothes, babe. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, we just gotta keep living for a while. Eventually they'll see her text you. So we'll put out our healthy couple act, just like we always do. Come on, babe, this isn't the first time we've done this. I know, babe, I'm not proud of it, I'm just telling you. My name looks so fucking good on your chest. Like slapping my ass, baby. Come on, honey. And give some love to the other cheek as well. Maybe I should get your name on the other one as well. Otherwise, they might get as jealous as I am. Oh, this feels so good, honey, but it's time for your body to have some fun. Look at how hard it is, all because of me. You really are crazy about me, aren't you? Now let me just get on top of you and... fuck. You feel as good as the first time, honey. Embrace me tightly while I just... mark that back of yours with my nails. God, I love leaving your back rat filled with the marks of my presence as we make love. Fuck. Keep pounding me, babe. Yes. Now, time for your neck. The last one I left that started to disappear, babe. You're as good as new. Oh, what's wrong, honey? The other side. How could I forget? That's a good look for my soulmate. I can feel how you got harder as I mocked you. Honey, let me whisper you something. You like this, don't you? You like that I'm fucking crazy? You like pounding your serial fucking killer of a girlfriend? The fact that I've killed multiple women for you? Ever since day one, you were as desperate for me as I am for you. I killed that fucking bitch you call best friend because she gave you that fucking album of your friendship. On your birthday, babe. On our birthday. She didn't give me shit. She didn't care about you. If she did, she would have given your girlfriend something. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, that's the spot, baby. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. When I knocked on your window covered in blood, crying as I told you what I'd done. What did you do? What did you do? You fucking kissed me! You told me it was alright. Mistakes happen. It wasn't a fucking mistake! I liked killing her. Every fucking second of it. And your messed up codependent brain liked that I did it. From that moment on, I've known you love me as much as I love you. You're as fucked up as I am. And you knew this won't be the last fucking time. But you don't care. No, no, you do care. You fucking love it. You're waiting for the next fucking time when I hit my limit and break down. Waiting for me to take my next victim and come back home. A crying, needy girl in need for your comfort. I love you so much. I need you. You're getting close, honey. Yes, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Yes. You want to feel your crazy serial killer. You see, mock me as yours, baby. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm your possession. You own me. You own me. And you're mine. You're so fucking close, honey. You're mine. My soulmate. Mine. Only mine. I love you so much. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Inside me, honey. I love it when you feel me like this. Oh, let's just rest for a bit, alright, honey? Oh, can I believe you have, babe? You're such an angel, honey. I knew you'd say yes, but I couldn't help but ask. You're so good to me, honey. About earlier, babe? Before we go back to our usual routine, you know, the one where we pretend all these fucked up things in our relationship are normal. The password sharing, the tracking device, the tattoos, all this jealousy. Before we pretend none of that what I just admitted ever happened, can I ask you, do you really like this? Is this really okay? It's not like I'm something special. I'm sure you could find another girl far more beautiful than me and that... I'm sure you could find another girl far more beautiful than me and that could satisfy your codependency without being, you know, a murderer. Babe, you really are the best. You are right, honey. All these things you do for me, there is no way you would ever leave me. We are so codependent on each other. There's no you or me at this point. There's only us. Stalking you was the best decision of my life. Now let's take a shower, babe. We can go for round two before we eat dinner. You're gonna love what I made for you. Oh, and we gotta get the little details on what we're going to tell the police. I'm sure they won't annoy us as much as last time, but better safe than sorry. I love that you're as crazy as me.